Good morning, everybody. Once again, the topic that I have to talk today is I just want to give you an update of our Thailand recent progress on the traceability of aquaculture products mainly and relation to the feed and feed ingredient later on. Since 2004, the Codex Commission defined the definition of traceability, or actually I want to say that it should be a product tracing is better understandable for us. It means the ability to follow the movement of a food through specified stage of production, processing, and distribution. Actually, this traceability system is not new thing for Thailand or other country because the traceability is in every stage of the production, like your product is not meet your requirement or is poor quality or something, so then we call back your product. That means we can have a traceable one step backward and one step forward. The traceability system helpful in the case of the codec definition help food producers minimize the production and distribution of unsafe or poor quality products. So the better and more precise the tracing system, the faster a producer can identify and reduce the food safety or quality problem. So the traceability is a tool to deal with any issues or problem associated with the food safety and quality assurance is the hot issue right now for our topic right now, and then prevent the risk of the business and later on gain the consumer trust. This is the important issue. What is used at the traceability system? I think that I can conclude that it's only the records that really important key that you can make a you can use a record as the solid evidence of the compliance with the food safety regulation requirement, ensure the quality and contractual requirements. Then the traceability of the food products be strengthened to support food safety worldwide. In the situation such as food recall, traceability allow efficient tracing of affected products throughout the supply chain. Then come up with the traceability in aquaculture supply chain, aim to emphasize the safety and quality of the aquatic animal or aquatic organism, and to verify that they are farmed or raised in a compliant with national or international management requirements, or to meet the national security and public safety objectives. Traceability has become a vital tool and requirement for necessary market, particularly in order to facilitate trade with the specific country as a. But more than that, like now you know that the social media, right, prevalent worldwide, that means the higher level educated consumer has more pressure on the food safety issue right now. So I just want to bring you to what Thailand has been done and we are doing now and what we are going to do next. This is the history of the aquaculture development in Thailand involved or incorporated with the food safety program. Since 1988, that the early stage of the food safety program implementation, the Department of Fisheries has start the finance inspection of the final product, develop farm standard and the certification of the farm. Then 2002, we faced the antibiotic contamination in our product, many cases. So the government strengthened food safety program by educate the farm, a fish farmer for the GAP or COC standard, and more frequency inspect and control of the food, and ask them to guide them to implement the GMP and HACCP at the processing plant, and then launch the traceability program, the standard agency development for specified shrimp aquaculture and other later on. And then in the year 2010, we introduced the third party to audit the fish farm, and then the move forward of our department officially to support the contribution of a food safety program to neighborhoods also. This is this presentation I got from Mr. Sombon, who is sitting behind here. This is the aquaculture product first in Thailand. So we actually, that I mentioned before, that it's not new, but we have the system like here for the feed manufacturer or distributor. We have already another law to control the quality first with go back with the raw material that under the responsibility of the Department of Livestock also. So we have the regulation to control the quality, and then also we can trace back inside, but it's not obviously of evident that you can see, but if you want to trace back, you can do it. You can know how can they trace, they're traceable. So for the farm with the hatchery and the farm, they have a document to give you all the records that I mentioned before, that you can check by the record or the FMD or MD, the fly movement document and movement document at the farm. I'm not going to emphasize on the processing plants because they already have the GMP and HACCP that can one step down and one step up to traceable. And the FMD and MD has implemented for the hatchery to the farm, and MD is the movement document control, movement document to traceable from the farm to the processing plant. This system has started since 2002. We have the first initial with the paper-based document, and then department officially also fund, if I'm not remember, the government of France help assistant to come up with the computerized traceability, the called trace shrimp. So we already have the system in Thailand, and then we are going to come up with the Asian country. According to the conclusion of the meeting set up by the SafeDeck organization, and then last year they have the white paper about the traceability of fish and fishery products, and continue with aquaculture products. I raised the point from the white paper that they say the governments and organizations around the world have been developing different systems on seafood traceability. For example, the European Union, they have the trace fish. Sorry for wrong typing. And in Thailand, we have trace shrimp. And the major exporter here in Asian region, such as apart from Thailand, Malaysia, they have also the traceability for shrimp aquaculture. Vietnam, they have the system for both catfish and shrimp. And has begun an implementation for their aquaculture product, but they have a traceability system in their country. Then from the conclusion of the white paper, they say that FAO expert panel said servicing the aquaculture sector role of the state and private sectors to encourage traceability of application implementation, government could provide training and promote capability building on traceability requirements and system. Other rules of the government include provision of infrastructure facilities and financial incentives to enhance implementation of a traceability system to improve safety and productivity. And government because I'm from the government sector, of the member should stipulate the prerequisites of traceability application in the aquaculture industry through national standards, circular laws and regulations. The government should also promote or impose the adoption of best practice, for example, good aquaculture practice or GAP. So right now, on the action of the Department of Fishery of Thailand, according to the Royal Ordinance on Fisheries BE 2015, that in the Chapter 6 Aquaculture Promotion Area, the Section 74 said that in order to ensure quality and safety consumption of the benefit of consumer or quality of aquatic animals, and aquaculture is probably comply with the aquaculture community standard with on the law on aquaculture law community standard. So we need to do, we cannot avoid. In the Section 78 that the DG have power to determine, so the number 3, they say that determining the type, features and quality of aquatic animals feed prohibited in aquaculture, that we have to specify what kind of banned chemical or harmful chemical that we cannot use in the animal feed anymore. Then determining kinds and quantities of any drug, chemical or hazardous matter prohibited in aquaculture, surely we need to launch right now after the enforcement of the law. Then determining any further matter necessary for the prevention of impacts on the environment or the danger to the consumer or other enterprise. And they have Chapter 7, especially for control, surveillance and traceability and inspection. So going up to the Section 91, they said that DG shall have the power to prescribe that an entrepreneur of aquaculture under control pursuit should prepare a marine cash purchasing document for his or her buyer. So according to this, DOF have implement some for the feed manufacturer and distributor. We add up the chemical used in aquaculture, which one precisely to give the information to the farmer or the aquaculture sector. And also, instead of the FMD and MD document, we have a aquatic animal purchasing document instead of the FMD and MD. And on the other hand, from the conclusion of the white paper number 9, the private sector should comply with the regulation provisions to support government initiatives and program to ensure product traceability. They need to ensure that proper information and record pertaining. So what the private sector in Thailand help us? Sorry. This one is for specific to the aquaculture size relation to the feed and feed ingredients in Thailand. So as I mentioned before, the records is the important key. At least 3 stages have to been recorded. The first one is the reception of the raw materials. You have to identify what supplier you get or you got the materials, and identify the receipt goods, what kind of raw material you receive into your production process. The second is during the production of your product, which raw materials are being used or each produced unit is assigned as a unique identity. So you have to identify which one. Then in the delivery stage, which products go to which consumer. So at least 3 steps or 3 stages have to record and have a record keeping system. This is the I want to make you understand, but I'm not so sure I'm going to make you more confused or not. Apart from the, you can see the red picture, right? And then the after the harvesting of the product from the farm, they have the unique sticker, right? They to say that what characteristic or information there in the harvest after harvesting and the product is ready to go to the processing plant or go to the market depend on the activity. The product in the red container came from the fish farm harvesting. So at this point, the farmer have to record the aquatic animal purchasing document for the aquaculture and APD. Furthermore, at the farm site, the feed information form was provided to the farmer. The information must be filled in the table as the farm registration number, pond number, farm name, farmer name, the recorder name, the MD number, date of the feed received, date of manufacturer, feed brand, feed lot number, and feed number of feed type. But the most important tracing number is the unique ID that you can decide. At this one, I point out at the feed lot number that you can trace back. The aquaculture, the feed information form was provided by the Seafood Association in Thailand, the one of the private sector in Thailand. So they got the feed to the farm, and then they have to record the unique ID. Maybe I don't think you can see under the label of the unique ID with the red star, that mean the feed lot number. Can you see that? Yes, for example for that. But unique ID is not it depends on the company that they can decide by themselves. So from the feed at the farm, and then at the feed mill, they have also the unique identifier that can link together. And then we have the staff to check the quality of the feed to support the feed mill to operate their production. And then at the raw material side receiving, they have also the track or the unique ID to trace back the raw material come from. Furthermore, by the providing with the Thai Fish Meal Producer Association, especially for the fish meal raw material, they support the government to launch MCPD FM. MCPD mean Marine Cash Purchasing Document for fish meal, because in the section of in the area of catching the fish in the sea is the responsibility of Department of Fisheries, but the fish meal processing is in responsibility of the Department of Livestock. So the Thai Fish Meal Producer Association help out to provide the document that can trace back one step up, one step down. So from the evidence that I show you, or the example that I show you, that they have and still have an issue and difficulty, I also got the inform from the white paper conclusion that we still lack of the resources. It's not the big problem for the business, but it's really difficult for the small scale farmer or small scale stakeholder, that if you have to record, that is, it's really complicated document. You have to put down on even the computerized, so you have to understand that how to record. And then we need the budget to support the manpower to keep the record in the good place or something like that. Then also lack of awareness. For example, the small scale farmer, maybe they aren't aware about the benefits and advantages of having traceability system, because they don't want to keep the paper. They just want to raise their fish or their shrimp and then just sell, something like that. And this the aquaculture section is quite complexity of the supply chain. For example, the some information is confidential aspect or something. That's all for my progress for today. Thank you really much.